सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति। అర్జున ఉవాచ అర్జున ఉవాచ ప్రకృతిం పురుషం చైవ ప్రకృతిం పురుషం చైవ క్షేత్రం క్షేత్రజ్ఞమేవ చ క్షేత్రం క్షేత్రజ్ఞమేవ చ ఏతద్వేదితుమిచ్ఛామి ఏతద్వేదితుమిచ్ఛామి జ్ఞానం జ్ఞేయం చ కేశవ జ్ఞానం జ్ఞేయం చ కేశవ అర్జున ఉవాచ ప్రకృతిం పురుషం చైవ క్షేత్రం క్షేత్రజ్ఞమేవ చ ఏతద్వేదితుమిచ్ఛామి జ్ఞానం జ్ఞేయం చ కేశవ శ్రీభగవానువాచ శ్రీభగవానువాచ ఇదం శరీరం కౌంటేయ ఇదం శరీరం కౌంటేయ క్షేత్రమిత్య విధీయతే క్షేత్రమిత్య విధీయతే ఏతద్యో వేది తం ప్రాపుః ఏతద్యో వేది తం ప్రాపుః క్షేత్రజ్ఞ ఇది తద్విదః క్షేత్రజ్ఞ ఇది తద్విదః శ్రీభగవానువాచ ఇదం శరీరం కౌంటేయ క్షేత్రమిత్య విధీయతే ఏతద్యో వేది తం ప్రాపుః క్షేత్రజ్ఞ ఇది తద్విదః క్షేత్రజ్ఞం చాపి మాం విద్ధి క్షేత్రజ్ఞం చాపి మాం విద్ధి సర్వక్షేత్రేషు భారత సర్వక్షేత్రేషు భారత క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞయో జ్ఞానం క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞయో జ్ఞానం యత్తజ్ఞానం మతం మమ యత్తజ్ఞానం మతం మమ క్షేత్రం క్షేత్రజ్ఞం చాపి మాం విద్ధి సర్వక్షేత్రేషు భారత క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞయో జ్ఞానం యత్తజ్ఞానం మతం మమ తక్షేత్రం యచ్చ యావృచ్ఛ తక్షేత్రం యచ్చ యావృచ్ఛ యద్వికారీయతశ్చయ యద్వికారీయతశ్చయ సచయో యత్ప్రభావశ్చ సచయో యత్ప్రభావశ్చ తత్సమాసేన మేషృణు తత్సమాసేన మేషృణు తక్షేత్రం యచ్చ యావృచ్ఛ యద్వికారీయతశ్చయ సచయో యత్ప్రభావశ్చ తత్సమాసేన మేషృణు ఋషుభిర్బహుధా గీతం ఛందోభిర్విధైర్వృత ఛందోభిర్విధైర్వృత బ్రహ్మసూత్రపదైశ్చైవ బ్రహ్మసూత్రపదైశ్చైవ హేతుమద్భిర్వినిశ్చ్యతే హేతుమద్భిర్వినిశ్చితైః ఋషిభిర్బహుధా గీతం ఛందోభిర్విధైర్వృత బ్రహ్మసూత్రపదైశ్చైవ హేతుమద్భిర్వినిశ్చితైః From this chapter 13, the third part of the Gita begins. As we have mentioned before, Tat Tvam Asi is what is explained in the 18 chapters of the Gita. That Thou Art. That reality, God Thou Art, is the message in the Gita. So he says, Tvam aspect he explained in the first six. The individual, Jiva Prayatnam and Jiva Swarupa. The individual nature, individual effort. Then in the middle portion, from 7 to 12, which we concluded last week, he he talks about Ishwara Swarupa and Ishwara Anugraha, the nature of the Lord and the grace of the Lord. In this portion, the connection between Ishwara and Jiva, Tattam Tvam. So the Tatt aspect in the middle six, Tvam aspect in the first six, the connection between the two, the real Jnanam portion is now 13 onwards. So in the first six, Karma was emphasized. In the middle six, Bhakti was emphasized. Now in the last six, Jnanam is emphasized. Ultimately, like we have said that before, your original self is divinity, and due to ignorance of your true self, you have imagined yourself to be something different from it, this individuality, the limited individuality. So, therefore, due to ignorance, your attachment is to this body and all the relationships. As a result of that, you go through joy, sorrow, everything. So the solution is to remove the ignorance of the self. The solution for ignorance of the self is knowledge of the self. Okay? Now, knowledge of the self, though being the solution, if it is given to an unprepared mind, the knowledge will not establish in that person. The example we have given is like sprinkling water on a hot plate. When the plate is hot and you sprinkle water, it evaporates. So like that, in an unprepared mind, the jnana doesn't get established. Therefore, before you are given the knowledge, you are told to prepare your personality with sadhana, with values. So if you see in this part C, where he emphasizes on jnana, 13, 14, 15 gives the highest wisdom. The connection between jiva and atma, jiva and Ishwara. 16, 17 gives the quality that one has to develop so that one becomes more developed enough to be able to receive the knowledge. Are you with me? This knowledge has to be given only to a qualified person. In the 18th chapter, Sri Krishna is going to say, don't give this knowledge to one who does not ask. Don't give this knowledge to one who asks, but does not ask in the proper way, proper attitude. You know? So, therefore, the qualification is very important. Because, see, that is what we say, to the extent you are qualified, you will be able to understand this knowledge and everything, and simultaneously you need to continue to qualify even better. The more and more you do sadhana, develop the values and become more and more pure, this knowledge removes the ignorance. You understand? So the knowledge is the solution to ignorance. Therefore the direct means to moksha, liberation, is knowledge. But knowledge can only establish in a person who is ready, who is prepared. So to prepare that person, karma and bhakti is important. And karma and bhakti forms the major ritualistic portion. So therefore, through all those practices, you purify yourself. That is why we keep on emphasizing sense control, mind control, etc., etc. Then the knowledge will establish. So in 16 and 17 he talks about the qualification, quality. Then in 18 he says moksha, moksha sannyasa yoga. You will attain moksha, liberation through renunciation. This is the path. So therefore, the first six and the middle six, if practiced, not just studied, if practiced, will purify the individual. Right? And the individual will develop Deva Sampati rather than Asura Sampati. Sampati means what? Wealth means what wealth here? Character. The real wealth in a human being is character. The character has to be Daiva, Dairika, not Asuric. Asuric is what? Selfish, egocentric, egoistic, attached to the world, running after acquisition and enjoyment as an end in itself. As long as your mind thoughts are running extrovertedly into the world outside, this knowledge you will not first of all be interested. Even if you get this knowledge, it will not settle in you. You would still want to use this knowledge in some form or the other to get the world only. Not interested in getting back to the self. So therefore, in 16 and 17 he gives certain qualifications. Asura Sampati, Daiva Sampati, he explained. You must develop Daiva Sampati through this karma and bhakti, and then you will develop Sattvic Shraddha. With Sattvic Shraddha, this knowledge will go even deeper. Because he says in the Gita, Shraddha van lavate jnanam. Who gets the jnanam? One who has Shraddha in the scripture. That Shraddha. With that qualification, when you gain the knowledge, instantly you destroy the ignorance. We given this example before. Three examples. One is of the plantain tree stem. Other is charcoal and the other is candle. You light fire. When you try to light the, what do you call that, plantain tree stem, it will never catch fire. Okay. But when you try to light the charcoal, charcoal will be able to be, induce fire in charcoal, but you need to continuously fan it. When it comes to camphor, it catches fire. So there are three different categories of students. One is like plantain tree stem. Meaning what? They have not purified themselves with sadhana. Other categories like charcoal, they have done little bit, but a lot of, you know, help they require, support they require. The third is they prepare extremely well. As they hear the knowledge, little bit, they get it. So that is the idea. So therefore, in fact, there should be no hurry to get into knowledge actually. Once you are ready, you get the knowledge, you get it like this. But all of us want always the last step, no? Even if you see children, when they go to learn any games, they don't want to do all this warming up exercises, nothing of this sort. They just straight away want to go take the racket and play. Nothing else. Nobody wants to get into that preparation. But the preparation is everything. Isn't it? So exactly the same thing is said. So now this chapter, Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhava Yoga. What does it mean? The literal translation is the yoga of the distinction between Kshetra and Kshetra. Kshetra means field. Kshetrajna means knower of the field. So remember, whenever we say jnanam, jnanam is what? Jnanam is analyzing, discriminating, separating the truth from the untruth. So this chapter is Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Vibhaga, Yoga. Separating Kshetrajna, the knower of field, from the Kshetra. And the next chapter is Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga, where the yoga of distinction between the three gunas. Now once you have separated the Kshetrajna from Kshetra, then you are explained in the Kshetra there are three gunas. And the Purusha, your original self, is Uttama, that is the 15th chapter, Purushottama Yoga, which means it is supreme, it is beyond these gunas, It is not influenced by the guna. It is above all these guna. It is supreme. So, this chapter is Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yoga. Now, this chapter has about 35 verses only. Now, you see, like I mentioned it to you before, it is not that Sri Krishna was saying, okay, now 12 chapters over, now be ready for 13 chapters. There is a conversation going on. There is no such thing as 11 chapter khatam ho gaya, abhi 12 shuru kar raha hu, 10 minutes break. You know, nothing like that is going on there. A continuous conversation. But to make and understand the entire thought flow, Sage Vyasa has put these chapters everywhere. Because the topic seems to be emphasizing these aspects. Are you with me? This was done by Sage Vyasa. Then further, each chapter was split into small topics by various commentators, various gurus. If you see Swami Chidananda, he has his own topics. Just to explain the thought flow. Similarly, Swamiji also has split each chapter into various topics. Here, the chapter 13 has been split into 6 topics. So the topic one is Kshetra field and Kshetrajna knower of field from verses 1 to 7. This seems to be the central theme that is discussed in these verses 1 to 7. Kshetra and Kshetrajna. What is Kshetra? What is Kshetrajna? What are these aspects, etc. Then the 20 qualities of a jnani, enlightened person. Once you have discriminated between Kshetra and Kshetrajna, and you identify with the Kshetrajna and go about contacting the Kshetra, you will slowly reduce all your vasanas and become a jnani. And when you become a jnani, what are the traits, marks, qualities of a jnani? 20 qualities, because 20 qualities doesn't mean it's exhaustive, a lot more. Like we saw 35 qualities of a bhakta. 35 qualities of a bhakta and 20 qualities of a jnani, they won't be two different things. They will be same. Because when a bhakta reaches that ultimate state, he becomes jnani bhakta. When jnani reaches that ultimate state, he also becomes absolute bhakta. So therefore there is no difference between the qualities of a jnani and the qualities of a bhakta. So here he emphasizes 20 qualities of a jnani from 8 to 12. And then 13 to 19, jnaya, that which is to be known. Now see, this itself is to be understood correctly. We, as we are growing up, are pursuing so many things, want to know many things, but die without knowing what actually has to be known. Somebody gave me this book, The Last Lecture. So, you know, the professor is lecturing. He's saying, one day my son will read this. Now, the person is about to die and is giving the lecture. Now you imagine if this minute or this day would be the last day. What would be your priority? What would you want to know really? Instead of knowing that, we are knowing everything which is of no significance to our life, which is of no consequence, which is useless, frivolous. But we are spending, biling our time in knowing all those things. How is that mama whom we met in that wedding related to us? How is he, my mama? Some mother's brother-in-law, sister-in-law, some connection. And you are more interested in knowing. But who are you? Where did you come from? Where do you go? Why do you have to go through all these things? Nobody wants to. So what is to be known? Jnaya. So the clarity first of all has to come. Then immediately what happens? Instantly you will save your time from wasting in all these trivial things. Priority changes, no? The biggest problem in life is we think we are going to live for
ever.
No.
We won't die. I said the first thing you think is maybe we are not going to die today.
Even then, you see, the point is, even if you say 30 years, this 30 years will pass like this.
It is. March is already here.
It's true. We vividly remember that Y2K they were talking about.
Yeah.
2000, Y2K problem, Y2K problem. Hey, ho jayega, sab ho jayega. You know, nobody will be able to remove any money from the bank. The confusion was that zeros will not be there. All sorts of things they were saying. Now, uske baad, 17 years has passed. But it feels like it left yesterday. Everything that you have today is nothing but bundle of some memories. So let's say that.
Bundle of?
Memories.
And that's all.
Isn't it? But also, very little you recollect. Not everything. So, the point is...
Only the very good and the very bad. Yeah.
So the point is this, that what is to be known here? This topic, this is being discussed from verses 13 to 19. Then he goes into the details of what is the difference between Prakriti and Purusha, spirit and matter. That is from 20 to 24. Then, having understood all this, how to get back to the self, which is your original self, that is the only thing that is to be known. Without knowing, whatever you may know, it will be of no consequence in your life. So way to realize the self, 25 to 31. How to get back to the original self. Then 32 to 35, with the eye of wisdom, liberate yourself. Finally, ultimately he says, you liberate yourself by identifying with the Atma, gain that wisdom, 32 to 35. Now, let's get into the first verse. Arjuna uvacha,
prakritim purusham chaiva, kshetram kshetrajnyam eva cha, etat veditum icchami, jnanam jneyam cha keshava, Arjuna uvacha, prakritim purusham chaiva, kshetram kshetrajnyam eva cha, etat veditum icchami, jnanam jneyam cha keshava.
Now Arjuna was told in the 12th chapter by Shri Krishna that Jnani has become very much, verily myself only, such a Jnani is very dear to me. He gave so many qualities of a Bhakta. He said, such a Bhakta, Jnani Bhakta, verily myself, who has crossed over all this. So now in this chapter, Arjuna is asking a question to begin with. And the question he is asking is, Prakritim Purusham Cha Eva Kshetram Kshetrajnyam Eva Cha Yetat Veditum Icchami Jnanam Yeyam Cha Kesha. So he says, what is Prakriti? What is Purusha? Prakriti, matter, and Purusha, spirit, and also Kshetra, field, and Kshetrajnya, the knower of the field. And also jnana, knowledge, and jnayam, what is to be known. Now, when he is talking about knowledge, when Arjuna is asking, what is knowledge, Shri Krishna gives that verses 8 to 12, which I said, the qualities of a jnani. He says, these qualities are jnani. In other words, if you have these qualities, then you are a jnani. Oh, you are able to lecture on Bhagavad Gita, doesn't mean you are a jnani. You have thousands of followers, doesn't mean you are a jnani. Do you have these qualities? Then you are a jnani. Then you have jnanam. So he says, what is knowledge and what is to be known, that which is ought to be known. These I wish to know, O Keshava. Now, see the question. There's a difference in the very questions that he's asking. Earlier he used to constantly ask, should I act? Should I gain knowledge? Why should I not gain knowledge? Why should I get into action? Right? This is what he was asking. Now he is understood that he has to act to gain the knowledge so that he becomes little more qualified through Karma Yoga. So now he wants to understand the knowledge. What knowledge are you talking about? So he is asking this question here. Define Prakriti and Purusha clearly. Then Kshetra, Kshetrajna. Then Jnanam, Jnana. So he is asking these six things. Prakriti, Matter, Purusha, Spirit. Kshetra, Field, Kshetrajna, Knower of Field. Jnanam, Jnana. What is the definition of all this? Please explain to me. This is the question. And he is saying, O Keshava, these I wish to learn. I wish to understand these things. In fact, to be able to do your karma with objectivity in life, so that the karma doesn't bind you, you must gain this knowledge of the self. Identifying with the knowledge of the self, you should function. If you don't understand the difference between Prakriti and Purusha, you will probably identify with Prakriti. This is what is going on in all of us. So you should continue working, but identifying with Purusha. So he is clarifying, please explain to me clearly, what is all this? Now Sri Krishna answers, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Idam Shariram Kaunteya, Kshetramitya Vidhiyate, Etat Yoveti Tam Prahuhu, Kshetrajna Iti Tadvidah, Shri Bhagavan Idam Shariram Kaunteya Kshetramitya Vidhiyate Etat Yoveti Tam Prahuhu Kshetrajna Iti Tadvidaha. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, the Blessed Lord said, as a reply to Arjuna's question, Idam Shariram Kaunteya. Kaunteya means Kunti Putra, O Arjuna. Idam Shariram, this body, O Kaunteya, is called what? Kshetra. Is called Kshetra field. Arjuna asks, what is Prakriti, Purusha, Kshetra, Kshetrajna? First he chooses to answer Kshetra and Kshetrajna. Then he goes later on, after giving the qualities of Jnani and everything, then he goes on to talk about Purusha and Prakriti. So he says, this Kshetra body is Kshetra. Idam Shariram O Kaunteya Kshetra Mitya Vidhiyate. He who knows this is called Kshetrajna. So means the knower of the field is Kshetrajna. Knower of the field is Kshetrajna and the field is Kshetra. So he says, this body, O Kaunteya, is called Kshetra. He who knows this is called Kshetrajna, knower of field, by those who know of that. One who knows both, meaning one who has reached the self, one who is Jnani, the Gurus, they say, this body is Kshetra, and the knower of the Kshetra is Kshetrajna. Now, if you really understand this verses, you will become more of a light-hearted, objective individual in the world. Field and the knower of the field. Now I am purposely going to change the word knower of the field to player in the field. You are actually the knower playing in the field of this body. Now here, body broadly includes not only the physical body, also the sukshma sharira, the mind, and the karma sharira, the vasanas. So the atma, the original self, the kshetrajna, is playing in this kshetra. Okay? But is that how we are living?
No.
We are all not playing. It's like you go to the playground, play the game, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. If you win, you accept the praises gracefully, congratulatory messages you receive gracefully. If you lose, you shake your hands and you know, you tell them well played, and you come back. Are you with me? You are entering the field and playing the game. Are you with me? Now, it is not game for us anymore. This life is a very serious business. This is why all of us become extremely serious. And when you become very serious, then you look forward for somebody who takes Gita class. So that you can become even more serious. You expect the Gita class teacher and everybody to be very serious. But Krishna was always playful. Why? Because he knows the difference between Kshetra and Kshetrajna, and he identified with Kshetra that he is. Therefore he was only playing. No big deal. Are you with me? Since he was playing, he could be the Ranchod Das also. He couldn't care less. Baba, he is showing his back and running away. It's a game, Baba. Are you with me? Kshetra means field. See, many years ago, I think in 1995 or 6, I don't remember now, India-Pakistan World Cup quarter-finals was played in Bangalore, cricket. And that is a match, Ajay Jadeja hit few sixes and we won the match. Before the match, if I remember correctly, Makar is one of the Pakistan players in some interview, you know, these fellows who go to interview, they also kind of really instigate them. So they say, ye khel nahi hai, ye jang hai. You understand? And immediately these fellows go to Indian players. Now Indian players, they also instigate, because they say, agar ye jang hai, toh hum zarur jeetenge, kyunki jab bhi jang tha, India now. You understand? And it was like, reported in the newspaper and everything. And next day, chunk atmosphere in Bangalore. So, without this knowledge, hum khel ko
war
kar dete. Agar aapko ye knowledge hai, war khel ho jata hai. This is what is the context here. Bhagavad Gita is given in the context of the war. Arjuna is being taught by Sri Krishna to play this war game. You happen to be playing the role of a warrior. It's a game. War ko itna serious kyun le? You understand? Pura ulta ho jata hai. Agar you understand all these things correctly. Field and knower of field has this depth, this interesting depth. If you understand this, you will refuse to get involved. We are getting involved in each and everything. Small little things we get involved. So excited. Like children get excited when it's birthday party. Anybody is celebrating birthday, they are so excited. Exactly like that, we are so excited. So, it is Kshetra. You are just entering and play. Feels happen to be different. But Kshetrajna happens to be same fellow. India-Australia match happened in Pune. Now the next one is going to happen in Bangalore. Same team. The fellows are going to play. Fields are different. You are that one individual, that one which enters into this field. That's what he said. Kshetra, Kshetrajna. See, even if you reflect on these words, you know, you become objective in life. Thereafter, whatever it may be, it is a field. Okay, I entered to the field. It's a little chaotic field. थोड़ा बहुत कॉम्प्लेक्सिटी है, बहुत कॉम्प्लेक्स है, ये थोड़ा आसान है ना, लेकिन फील्ड तो फील्ड है. The moment you look at life like that, now you have no problem. You have such a big problem. ये हो गया, वो problem, ये problem हो. Just look at it like this. Now you tell me if you have any problem. Now there is no problem. अरे it's a field, okay. A garbage field है थोड़ा सा, because it was not attended to for long, so therefore it is very messy. Yes. Indisciplined body, therefore some karma has happened in the body, some disease. You understand? That is all. That is what is saying. Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Vibhaga Yoga. One of the most fascinating chapters in the entire Gita. Chapter 13 and chapter 15 also. Extremely important. So this word kshetra means field, kshetra means knower of the field. One who knows is separate from what is known. Today what is happening is you are thinking you are the field. You are not the field, you know the field. So the field is separate from you, apart from you. You become part of the field and play, but you must maintain the ability to be apart while playing your part. He's playing with the word part basically. You understand? You are apart from the field. You must maintain the ability to be apart from the field while playing your part in the field. But the problem is, we get involved. Somebody said long time ago in Calcutta, once you know a theatre group was performing this play Othello. So in the end, Othello strangulates his wife, Desdemona. So a gentleman who played as Othello, I forget his name, he played brilliantly. You know that last scene when he was strangulating his wife, Desdemona. He played so brilliantly that the entire audience stood up and clapped. Then after some time they realized that he actually killed him. So the court acquitted him because he doesn't have mens rea, meaning intention nahi hai. But court said, no more acting for you. You can never act anymore because you have the tendency to get involved in your role, and as a result of that you kill somebody. Though you didn't have any intention to kill, so you are acquitted, but you are banned from acting. You know what we are doing? We don't stand apart and function. We get involved. It is the involvement that gives you stress, not the action. Please understand this. It is the involvement that creates the karma, not the action. And why do you get involved? Because this wisdom is not there. Knowledge may be there. Now you study kshetra, kshetra. Knowledge is there, but wisdom nahi hai. But the moment you enter into the field, you become involved.
Is the field only your body or your situation?
He is going to explain 31 constituents of field. At the moment he is only saying, 6 and 7 he will talk about the constituents of field. At the moment he is just saying, field is your body. And I told you broadly, body means the gross body, this physical body, and the subtle body, the mind and intellect, and the causal body, the vasana. All these things are fields. Everything that comes in this is called field. And you, the Atma that enters and plays the Kshetrajna. Next.
क्षेत्रज्ञं चापि मां विद्धि क्षेत्रज्ञं चापि मां विद्धि सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयोर्ज्ञानं क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयोर्ज्ञानं यत्तज्ज्ञानं मतं मम यत्तज्ञानं मतं मम क्षेत्रज्ञं चापि मां विद्धि सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयो
This is one of the most off-quoted verses. Kshetrajnam chapimam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. Kshetrajnya yogjnanam yattajnanam matam mama. O Bharata, O Arjuna, also know me as the kshetrajnya. Me means the atma, the self. As a Kshetrajna, knower in all fields. In the previous verse he said, field and knower of the field. Now we see, fields in plural, Kshetrajna in singular. It is one player playing in various fields. In other words, the Atma is the same which is playing in your body, the Atma is the same which is playing in this body, the Atma that is playing in her body, in various bodies. So, Kshetrajnam Chatimam Vidhi Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata. In all this Kshetra, who is the Kshetrajna? Me is it. I am the Kshetrajna. This Atma is the Kshetrajna. I am playing. But without knowing this, you have created individuality. Shweta, Ani, Shivani, you know, you have created this individuality. Already saying, there are different kshetras. But kshetrajna is only one. Sarva kshetreshu bharata. In all the kshetras, I am the only kshetrajna that is playing. You know, this is a secret in that Rasa Leela, that one Krishna playing with many, many gopis. Every gopi is playing with one Gopi Krishna. This is what is going on here, basically. But we are thinking it's alag alag kshetrajna. It's the same thing. Kshetrajnam chapimam vidhi sarva kshetreshu. There is only one Kshetrajna. Kshetra Dandini. But Kshetrajna is only one. So otherwise we think each Kshetra has one Kshetrajna. No. This misconception has to be removed, which he is doing in this verse. So he says, Kshetrajnam cha abhimam vidhi. No. Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata. I am the Kshetrajna in various fields. In every kshetra, I am the one who is playing. The knowledge of kshetra and kshetrajna, that is considered by me to be knowledge. In other words, knowing everything else doesn't matter. If you know what is kshetra, what is kshetrajna, and identify with kshetrajna, then you have got the knowledge. That is knowledge. See, all our knowledge is conditioned knowledge. If I ask you, do you know? You say, of what? I know what? You have to know of something, na? Kshetrajna is knowledge of oneself. It's not knowing something else. That knowledge, that Kshetrajna am I. That is knowledge. It is not knowledge of something. It is knowledge of yourself. That is considered to be knowledge. A distinction. So distinction doesn't mean theoretical distinction like we are now studying. Theoretically I know this is field. No. That is not knowledge. What is knowledge? How do you say, is this person having enough knowledge? Is that person acting with objectivity? Then that is knowledge. If the person doesn't have that objectivity, they don't have knowledge. So Arjuna asked, what is knowledge? So he is saying, this is considered by me to be knowledge. All other knowledge is waste. See, essentially, within that you can create as many varieties as you want. But ultimately, there is only two, what? Brahman and world. Kshetra and the Kshetranya. There is only two. In fact, that field also is nothing but something that has come from consciousness only. Eventually, because there is only one. So rather than, we know everything within the world, but we have lost the Kshetranya. You know this relation, you know that relation, you know this job, you know that job, you know, you do many things, but you have lost the knowledge of that Kshetranya, separate from the Kshetra. Therefore, you remain ignorant in this world. If you do not know this distinction between Kshetra and Kshetrajna, you continue to be ignorant. In ignorance, there are two categories. What? Intelligent ignorant, ignorant ignorant. Intelligent ignorant is who? One who has got the intelligence in the world. In various fields. Business, law, medicine, engineering. There are various fields. In all these fields, you may be intelligent, or in one or more fields, but essentially you remain ignorant. Why? As a doctor, when you go there, you get involved. As an engineer, when you go there, you get involved. As a lawyer, you go there, you get involved. Why? This essential knowledge is not there. So then, this is considered by me as knowledge. All else is not knowledge. This knowledge will enhance your life. How this knowledge will enhance your life?
Because you know the reason. You know what is
truth.
So what happens is, the moment you understand this distinction, whatever may be the experience, you will be detached. So there will always be life in your life.
Egoless, undetached, mind.
Not involved.
This is life in your life. Without it what happens is, you lose the life in your life. So we say, in Vedanta, a lot of people say, oh Papa, you go to Vedanta, they'll take you away from life. Vedanta puts life into your life. Please understand this. Your life becomes more worthy of living. All that Vedanta is saying is gain this knowledge and then give it to any field, it doesn't matter. Whichever field is your interest, you be in that field. How does it matter whether you are an opulence or poverty or you are a very reputed engineer or not so reputed engineer or reputed lawyer, not so reputed lawyer, reputed Bhagavad Gita, Pracharak or not so, doesn't matter. But without this, you will be stressed and strained, the quality of your life will be impoverished. With this knowledge, quantum doesn't matter, the quantity of life doesn't matter, the quality of life will be far superior. That's what we say. That's why we say gain this knowledge. Without this knowledge, you can gain all the intelligence in the world, you will still feel impoverished. With this knowledge, you may have less, but that less will be more for you. Without this knowledge, you may have more, but that more will be less for you. This is what we need to understand. That is why he says, you must understand, this is knowledge. Everything else is not knowledge. It's like this, you know, you have eyesight to see. In all other things, you are blind. But you are roaming around in a beautiful art gallery, remaining blind. Imagine. Roaming around in a beautiful art gallery, with the best of arts, But you do not have the eyesight. This is what is it. This particular vision, objectivity, if you lack, that is knowledge. If you lack that, even a beautiful life, you turn it into a meme. This is what we have done. This is what we have done. That's why we are constantly complaining. Is that actually, the moment you gain this, you do not want to change anything. You do not want to change anything means you do not want to change anything to make your life better. Changing anything externally doesn't make your life any better. You understand that? You would change that for the transactional purposes, for the worldly reasons. In fact, you will be able to do or bring about the change in a much better fashion and effect because of the objectivity. The fact that you are involved, even bringing the change becomes difficult for you.
Talking about blind and not seeing, the other day, you know, I passed by that blind school every day when I go home. So we stopped, we didn't see any of them, you know, crossing the road or something. So I stopped and I told the driver, can you go back to the bus stop? Usually they go to the bus. So when the driver came back, I was amazed and I kept thinking, they were going through the president's rose garden. So they took a scooter because otherwise they would have had to change to buses. But I said, what if they go there and, you know, do?
See.
Meaning, but just see how...
Our thinking is that.
They wanted to just go there because
some of the experiencing something. I mean, my religion experience.
So it's, I feel an inner... something that, you know, they feel that, no, we...
My older one just attended a cricket match between a team that was blind and an all-seeing team. And he was like, Mama, I don't know how they did it. So the cricket ball had like a guru almost inside. So they were so attuned, they could hear, just imagine this in your mind, from where you could hear the guru if it's 3 meters away or two. He says, Mom, they were just hitting and they won. It was not like the other team was playing.
That's amazing.
Yes. He said they were running around the field, following the sound, catching, and hitting sixes, hitting fours, and they were there. So they had runners because they couldn't run and they wouldn't know where to stop. So they had runners, but that was the only difference between their team and an all-seeing team. And I was just like, okay, tell me more. But it's amazing. Every other sense is so heightened.
Yeah. In fact, I play chess with blind people. They play very well.
So they have to remember the board.
They have their own board, different kind of a board. We play with them. They play, many of them play very well. So, you know.
But here they are going just purely, only
because
spending money.
We don't experience anything fully now. See, when they touch it and feel it, they experience it fully.
I go to this blind school, they once they've heard your voice and they felt your hand, they will recognize you the next time you go.
So much more aware. In their other awareness is, I mean,
the other thing
is tuned in so much sharp.
See, that's what they say, na? We, actually what we call a civilization, If you really think in this direction, is this civilization, you will start questioning. Because compared to a caveman, our senses have lost its capacity.
Absolutely. And the zest to live, imagine.
See, the person who lives in the forest, he has to be extremely sensitive. Are you
with
me? The more and more we get into this comfort, we keep on losing our abilities. Losing our abilities, we call it more civilized society.
Yeah, we should remember so many telephones.
I was just going to say the easiest example are telephone numbers. I remember everybody, I mean, all of us, best friend, family now.
And now with the remote,
I might remember one of them.
AC ka remote, TV ka remote, everything is on this.
This is my remote. My son is downloaded my remote.
So,
I'm not savvy at all. It's all the kids.
So that is what is actual blindness? Really think about it.
What is actual blindness? This or that actually? Yeah. In a way, we are blinder with our eyes to see in certain ways.
We are blind with our eyes.
With our eyes, yeah.
There was one small video clip somebody
was not seeing or drawing one, joy from things.
A lot of people are crossing the road and there are few stones on the road. Nobody picked it, bothered to pick up and throw it in the corner or somewhere. Yeah. A blind fellow crosses the road with a stick. The stick, the stick he touches the stone. Then he bends down, takes it and puts it in the dustbin. Now, question is, who's blind? Really, this is a very serious question. It looks so simple, but it's actually a serious question.
There was a cartoon where the blind man is taking a fellow with his mobile to cross the road. Because the fellow is on his mobile and the head down on the mobile, so the blind man is running a little cross.
You know what you said about Krishnaji and being childlike almost? So I met the Dalai Lama last year and that's the first thing that you notice about him. You know, I've heard him speak or whatever, but I've never met him on a one-on-one. The two things that struck out to me right away, one was his
childlike.
Just his childlikeness, like there was this just joy, even if he was talking. And the second was he actually had a physical presence, like you could feel him 20 feet before. So there was a queue and we were waiting and the queue was kind of like this, and so the minute you could see him, it was like he was emitting. It was quite an overwhelming experience for me. I don't know how to put it in words, but you could feel the presence and you could feel him. And when you asked him a question, so I was lucky enough to meet the Dalai Lama last year and ask him questions. And what was very nice also is that when you asked him a question, he was completely focused on you. And the answer was not a generic answer that he gave to me and my friend and, you know, like three people in front of me and three people behind me. Like, it was like he knew exactly what I was saying and it was tailor-made for me. Amazing how he's just, like you said, in the moment and complete being joyful. Very, very interesting human being.
So, this knowledge of what is Kshetra and Kshetrajna and identifying with what Kshetrajna is considered by Sri Krishna himself, meaning by meaning the Atma, the Supreme Self, as knowledge. Nothing else is knowledge. You are wasting your time otherwise, you say. He doesn't say that, it's understood. This is knowledge. If this knowledge is not there, it doesn't matter how much you have, you are going to make a mess of your life. Like, you see, now if you are, that's why we discuss the civilization. If you are not going to experience the sensitivity, what is the use of having the senses then? It's no use, no? You've taken for granted. That's the thing. Next.
तत्क्षेत्रं यच्चया दृच्च तत्क्षेत्रं यच्चया दृच्च यद्विकारियतश्चय यद्विकारियतश्चय स च यो यत्प्रभावश्च स च यो यत्प्रभावश्च तत्समासेन मे शृणु तत्समासेन मे शृणु तत्क्षेत्रं यच्चया दृच्च यद्विकारियतश्चय स च यो यत्प्रभावश्च
What that kshetra field is and what it is like, what are its modifications and whence it is, and also what he is and what his power is, that hear from me in brief. Now when you read this translation in Swamiji's book, he would have used the capital H when the word he and the hip is used. Right? In Kshetra and all that small letters are used. But when it comes to Kshetrajna, he uses the capital. I've always said, whenever he talks about the highest self, Swamiji in his commentary, in his book, he uses the capital. So what that Kshetra? That means apart. Right? What that Kshetra is. Now, that and this, you got to understand the difference. Say, that tree, this house. That house, this body. That body, this mind. That mind, this intellect. That intellect, this Atma. Okay? So when he says, that Kshetra, which means what? It is apart from you. That much meaning is there in that. What that Kshetra is, I'll talk about that. And what it is like. What is its intrinsic nature? What are its modifications? How it modifies? Same thing becomes something else. It modifies within. Like anger, greed, jealousy, you know, various modifications. And when it is, how does it come? When it is. And what he is, means Kshetra. Sorry, Kshetrajna. What he is, what is the Kshetrajna? And what is the power of the Kshetrajna? In other words, the Kshetra is powerless without Kshetrajna. What lends power to Kshetra is Kshetrajna. This is what we saw in the chapter.
Sorry?
In some chapter we saw, which chapter? I think I've been little lenient in this class. Because in most of my classes, I'm telling them to make summary.
Chapter 2.
I'm telling them to make summary. Chapter 10. In chapter 10, Vibhuti Yoga, the glory of Lord. He talks about, this is me, that is me, I'm that Vainateya. You remember all that? I'm Margashish. So many things he pointed to, said, this is me, this is me. All glory is me, means what? The real power that you see outside is not the power of that. It is my power.
So here also when he says that field, it actually means it's...
That is the outside field, but the real power is Kshetrajna. So he's talking about what power Kshetrajna has. What is the power of Kshetrajna I'm talking about? The power of Kshetrajna means how will you know the power? The power of electricity is known through its gadget, na? The bulb, the motor, the air conditioner, whatever. So that power of Kshetrajna, the original power of Kshetrajna, what is that? Any power, anything that you see anywhere else, it is actually the power of Kshetrajna. It is not, the problem is the delusional thing, that it is his power. This is the problem now. That is why Hiranyakashipu said, all of you must say, I am God. Hiranyakashipu is God. See, please understand, when the scripture is read without purpose, proper purpose, without purification, you will interpret it, I am God means God, Ami is God, Lakshmanarayan is God, Shivani is God. Shivani is not God. The original self in Shivani is divinity, is God. But the statement, what is the statement Veda is saying? Tattvamasi, that thou art, that thou, you, what are you understanding about that you? Are you understanding that you to be that original self? Are you understanding that you to be this individual?
But as in the beginning, ignorance is not God, God is...
So then, supposing I am a very famous doctor, that so many people are praising me, all these praise are actually belonging to whom then? Bhagavan.
Kshetrajna.
But what am I thinking as a deluded person? It's mine.
But then why is every Kshetrajna's power different?
Kshetrajna's power is not different.
Electricity is same. You put 100 watts bulb, the expression is 100 watts. You put 1000 watts, the expression is 1000 watts. Electricity's power is same. The bulb has a limited capacity to express.
So identifying with the Kshetrajna makes you stronger and more.
Exactly.
Because that is...
So what is the power of the Kshetrajna? I will talk about. I will explain to you in detail. I am going to get into clear analysis to make you understand. Now once you go through all these 31 constituents that he talks in 6 and 7, and say any of these things are Kshetra, I should not get involved. You must see, once you study these things and you reflect, then all this I'm entering, I'm playing, I'm getting out. Entering, playing, getting out. Like an actor or a player. You know, there's different matches. That's why I gave an example. They played in Pune, that is over. Done and dusted, the match. You can't do anything about it. Huh? Just forget the next match. Forget about what happened in that match. India lost very badly. Doesn't matter. Now, this is a new field. It's a new day. Just kill it. Are you with me? Otherwise, you know, you're getting what? That's why he is saying...
So does that hold the same for a murderer also, that I murdered, I'm done, I'm over, it's over. Next, now I'm...
If I'm murdered, it is over.
I'm not murdered, neither. I'm murdered.
Huh?
I'm murdered. On a battlefield, I kill people. Or I murdered someone. So will that also hold the same status, saying that that's over?
Everything is like that. This was a role to be played, that role was played, and I am moving on. Similarly, if I did something intentionally, let us say, right, and that was wrong, and for that, I have come through the punishment. But that's over. In fact, a society should be like that.
You don't have to look at the damage that you've done, like she murdered my
husband. Yeah.
So she's done with it, but I'm not done with it. Because you killed my loved one. So how?
See, that's what I'm trying to say. What you want to understand is, if that person did it with some intention, obviously that person will have to go through the karmic effect. If that person happened to be a soldier of the battlefield, how does any country treat prisoner? Supposed to treat. Now how they treat is different. Prisoner of war.
With respect.
Dignity. Because he did his duty. Yes. He had no personal intention, animosity towards your father or anybody. Yes. Are you with me? So you can't say he murdered your father. The word murder is used when there was an intention to kill. And when there was an intention to kill, obviously that person has to go through the effect of the karma. Now my point is, if he or she had gone through the effect of the karma, and let us say they came out pure out of that. That is the idea. So why do you send a person to punitive cell? For what? To rehabilitate them and get them out so that they can become part of the society. That is the idea. The punitive cells today produces more criminals. The way we deal with them. Isn't it? So if you really, why do you send them to punitive cells? Why don't you send them and kill them then? When you send them, you have to have the atmosphere in such a way that they get more rehabilitated and get out. In your money and my money, the spiritual cells are being fed. Income tax money. Right? So then, is it not that they have to rehabilitate? And once the person is rehabilitated, you must, if you are a human being, you are also a proper thinking person, then you would look at that person as normal. If it's an evolving society which is to a great extent evolved, that's how you look at it. Why do you have to judge him from his past that he's committed murder? So what? He's come out of it. Isn't it? That is how you should look at it. So in that sense, yes, it's over. It's a new thing now. That person also should be able, otherwise he will die of guilt. And you will also not be able to, See, this is what it is. Many times, even forget about murder and all that. Many times people behave in a particular way. It could have been for many reasons. And the person could have evolved. You remember that quotation we said, when George Bernard Shaw was asked, who do you think is the most intelligent person that he met?
Taylor.
He says immediately my tailor, because he is the one who takes fresh measurements every time I go. That's how it is. That moment is gone. Why do you get stuck there? You will next week.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Karomi Adhyat Sakalam Parasmai Narayana Yeti Samarpayami.
You are not there for next class.